Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bills, Dolphins, 1 o'clock Sunday, live right here on 96.5 WCMF. You want to watch the game?
Yeah, where do I go?
Well, you can hang out at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh.
But I want to be entertained. I want to have some laughs.
Well, Joe, good, because I'll be hanging out there.
Yeah, but your mouth don't work.
Yeah, my voice is...
So it will be funny.
We'll see you out there at 1 o'clock. Delicious food, fantastic drinks, stuff to give away. Come hang out with me.
So nice and quiet.
Back to me.
Back to me.
The Bills, the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Shiloh on CMF. Joining us as they do every Sunday, Friday before Sunday, from 95.7 The Fan, Sports Bar 3 to 6 every weekday. Mike Danger, hey buddy.
Your voice ain't working. Are you medicated? You're heavily medicated right now, aren't you?
So I'm actually, I just have Advil in me. All right, so I'll give you the backstory. And actually, both of you guys will be able to help here. From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy.
Oh, it's so good to be back, lady and gentlemen.
Okay. Just before we get into the voice thing, I'm sorry. I'm bothered by what's happening here. If you want to see what Ryan is dressed as, you log on to the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube, and Twitch. Tommy, for the first Dolphins game, Ryan came in as Ryan E. Vice.
Yeah.
You're wearing the same outfit.
No, I'm not.
Right in the top there. What are you?
I'm not wearing the same outfit. This is more of a harvest Miami Vice because we have moved into the fall season.
So you like Crockett and Country Crockett.
Got that?
You did the same.
Country Crockett and Tubbs.
Yeah. You did the same.
You're like Miami Margarine.
You did. Which would go on as Miami Rice. You did the same outfit.
It's a divisional game. What do you want from me?
Originality?
We play the same. I had some other ideas I'll run by off air, but.
Doesn't matter. It's not going to be. I played them again.
Oh, but maybe next year if I'm invited back. We'll see. I don't know. You can't argue with the. This is a difficult situation here, okay?
Great.
Chill.
Okay, so Danger, to answer your question, yes, my voice went on me yesterday.
Oh, no.
Please. Work harder. No one cares.
In the almost 20 years now I've been doing radio, I've never lost my voice. And last night, Danger, I had no voice. Uh-huh. So your in-laws, off the boat Italian.
Yes.
Your dad, off the boat from Spain.
My mom.
Mom, I'm sorry.
Yep.
My apologies. Ryan, your wife, her father, off the boat from Italy.
Sure is.
My wife's father, off the boat from Jamaica. I thought there was a dockage. The reason I bring this up, I thought there was no way I was going to get on the air this morning. I could not make a noise with my throat. And my wife's like, I'll handle it. And she comes home, and she just gets in the kitchen, and she's throwing all these spices and weird things into a pot. And somehow whatever concoction she made me gave me my voice enough where we can do the show this morning. And there was something awesome about the old country secret remedies.
I don't know if we should be thanking her or punishing her.
Folks! Oh, that and more.
Yeah.
3 to 6 of the sports bar. But you get that, right?
But you're trusting these people. That fleed,
what do you mean these people?
These people. All these people, these people that fleed their country for some reason, and now all of a sudden they have these miracle medicines. Wouldn't they want to keep those people back in their country if they were that good at this stuff?
Screw that, man. They were all mean.
They don't send their best people first.
Oh, is that the case?
Do you see the picture of like Ellis Island back in the day? I told you, man.
Uh-huh.
Everybody on that boat weighed 90 pounds and one shoulder was higher than the other.
Carl, I got to text my wife.
I got a basket of chickens.
I got to text my wife. Hey, honey, turns out you're not the best people according to Tommy.
No, she's one of the good ones.
For like 6 months. What do you expect?
Wait, you know, we could. And by the way, you're Irish, man. Your boat had a motor.
What?
You people never rode crap.
What do you mean, you people?
You people.
All right.
You Irish people.
Let's get into the actual game we have on Sunday.
Culture.
You got two teams, Danger, that are going in opposite directions, right? That two-game losing streak for the Bills seems like a millennium ago. Bills fans are back. Meanwhile, the Dolphins went through the trade deadline, only trading one major piece, defensive end Jalen Phillips, who, and I'm paraphrasing, said, when he was traded to the Eagles, it was the greatest day of his life. Danger, you got a bunch of Dolphins players that thought they were getting dealt, that now have to ride this season out on arguably the worst team in the NFL. That has to hurt the morale of this team, right?
I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what they've got going on in that locker room, but it doesn't have any sort of semblance of a competent organization or a competent team, a functional team. So, yeah, I feel pretty good about the Bills' chances of taking care of Miami this weekend.
We turn to Miami Vice here. Pew-pew. You really, really went all out today.
Pew-pew-pew.
God, I hate you.
Laser guns.
On Miami Vice?
Pew-pew.
Special episode.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
where they wore the same outfit for the week before. The Dolphins fired their general manager, Chris Greer. Fun fact, brother of former Buffalo Sabre Mike Greer. But they had said they are keeping Mike McDaniel as head coach at least until the end of the season. And there is now belief that he may not automatically be fired at the end of the year. How does that man still have a job in Miami, I guess is my question.
I honestly do not know how he still has a job in Miami. And there's no way he's going to continue to be the head coach of the Miami Dolphins past January 5th or whatever the last game of the season is for the Dolphins, because they're not making the playoffs. Like, I'm sorry, you have a new GM that's going to be coming in. They're going to want to hire their own coach. They're going to want to start fresh. They're not going to want someone who's tied to their franchise quarterback who's been turning the ball over more than he's completing or throwing touchdowns. So, no, I'm surprised that Mike McDaniel is still there. But I will say, as much as I do know that there is a dysfunction within that team, I am cautious because now we're at the point of individual effort for players and wanting to make a name for themselves either within the organization going forward or for their next contract when the new regime does come in.
That's a dumb take, but I'm sure we'll get to it more later. All right, Tommy made his picks this morning, coming off a 2-3 week from last week. Let's get to our first Tommy pick on CMF. Over under, 4 quarters of football played by Tua Tagovailoa.
I don't think that's a smart bet.
Really?
But I'm going to take it. Yeah, because I'd like to see that.
Well, no, I'm not asking you want to see. I'm asking, is it going to happen?
Oh, it's going to happen.
All right.
Because I want to see it.
Joey Bosa limited this week.
Well, he's got the wrist, yeah. I mean, look, we're going to talk about it later. There are a bunch of Bills that could miss this game on Sunday.
And some of these younger guys got to step up.
But here's the thing. When it comes to defensive linemen specifically, Kimmy, they had to go sign guys off the street because they did not have enough bodies, not talented players, human beings, to field a defensive line of Monday morning. Mm. So to be clear, you are under 4 quarters of football.
He's out.
For Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua, sit your ass down.
No.
Yeah, I say.
Okay.
In my Palm Beach cable net sweater coming down from Cape Cod. Yeah. He's done.
All right, Danger, I want to be clear here. Because of the injuries that Tua has had in the past, we're not talking knocked out of the game. We're talking benched. Now, if he gets knocked out due to injury,
poor performance.
Count it also. Yes, but Quinn Ewers, who is the Dolphins' backup quarterback, has replaced Tua once already this season in a blowout loss to the Browns. Tua has pissed off everybody.
Yeah.
His teammates, his coach, ownership.
Zach Wilson's still on this team, too.
Zach Wilson, former Jets first-round pick, also on this team. Over under 4 quarters of football for Tua Tagovailoa.
I could see a scenario where Tua's careless early in the game, turns the ball over multiple times, fumble here, interception there. it gets out of hand and they say, let's like you were mentioning the Cleveland blowout. They got blown out by Cleveland, by the way. I mean, think about how bad your team is if you get blown out by the Browns.
Counterpoint, though, they also boat race the Falcons. What is going on with this NFL season?
It's been crazy. But I don't think he is going to play the full game.
Oh!
Wow.
I'm with Tommy on this
Damn.
One.
We turn to Ryan, who, according to Dom, looks like a love child of Mike Ditka and John Gotti. You nailed that.
That's spot on.
Your IQ, buddy. Zero. Mike McDaniel, if anybody watched that Thursday night Ravens-Dolphins game last week, it was the first time we ever saw Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Dolphins, show emotion, and he was screaming in the face of Tua Tagovailoa. Over, under, four quarters of football played for Tua on Sunday.
Yeah, obviously, you mentioned it. You obviously have to take into consideration Tua's fragility as far as injury is concerned, so I think that does come into it, but I do think more so, performance-wise, I think he's going to go a little bit even colder than he has been recently. This is going to be case closed. No way he's finishing this game based on performance alone.
Wow. Is sweep Ola.
Is this the last time we see Tua take a snap in a Dolphins uniform?
I think it might be. Let's go with it.
I don't want to say that just yet, because when they fire McDaniel in the offseason, when the new GM gets hired and he wants to bring in his own guy, he might want to say, all right, you have 1 year to work
no
with
Tua. No way! With Tua, after all? Really?
Because of the investment that they've made in him.
Okay. All right, so it's a sweeper on the first pick,
nice,
Tommy.
Look at that, at the gate.
Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over, under, 75 yards receiving for Bills tight end Dalton Kincaid.
Take that all day. He's the man. He's your guy.
He has been.
Number one.
I would say like the tight end position has been your guy. I mean, those other guys have been factors, Dawson Knox and Jackson Hawes. They've had some big plays.
Yeah, I mean, look, last week, Josh threw for 270-something yards. Over half of those yardage were caught by Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox.
Yeah. So he trusts Dalton.
So you know, it seems like he may be the one guy that he does, like, sure, implicitly.
That's
will,
his go-to
like,
guy.
Yeah, like, I trust you. You're coming down
that's
with this
ball. That's easy, man.
All right, but,
that's
mean,
easy money, baby.
The Bills could also decide.
Thank it. Knowing you're playing this jump-ass Dolphin team, it ain't no good.
Jump-ass Dolphin team.
That ain't no good.
So to be clear,
you
are over 75 yards receiving for Dalton Kincaid.
He's going to put on a show. Okay. A Miami show, baby.
All right, we turn to, according to Baron Von Butt on Instagram,
yeah,
Ryan Moon over Miami Vice. Dalton Kincaid has gone over 75 yards two of the last 3 weeks, but those are the only two games this season he has gone over 75 yards receiving, over under 75 yards receiving for Dalton Kincaid.
I think it's been pretty clear that Dalton Kincaid has become one of, if not the primary target for Josh Allen this season specifically, right? Now, obviously, James Cook is a pillar of the Bills' offense, so I obviously got to spread the ball around. And we all know...
James Cook hurt.
I understand. But also, you know how well Josh plays against the Dolphins, right? We all know
that. Did not play great in week first time they saw him this season.
Stop counterpointing.
I'm just giving
argument.
You facts, man.
You're ugly, and Dalton Kincaid's going over 75.
Okay.
Look at that.
Look, he's taking out his laziness on me.
What do you mean?
Wait. Where's the tightest pink shirt you've ever seen in your life? Remember that video game
Got
Kirby's
no
Dream Land?
Got no sleeves.
Why would you show that it has no sleeves?
For, you know, for the ladies. And some of the guys.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Danger?
Yeah.
In the first game against Miami, Dalton Kincaid, 66 yards receiving and a touchdown, over under 75 yards receiving for Dalton Kincaid.
I'll go over.
Ooh.
I'll go over. Oh, he is. Man. He's Josh's primary target. He's been the guy. He's been their wide receiver one, even though he's a tight end.
This is my day, baby.
Well, no, again, I don't know how many times every week I've explained to you. Because they
insane,
agree. It doesn't mean you win when they agree with you. It means you win
it
when
it means
they,
you bring in two experts.
Yeah. Oh, they're
and
experts
they agree
now.
With me.
Now they're experts.
Yes, they are.
One guy doesn't even change his clothes. And I'm talking about
don't
danger.
Don't talk about danger. Like that.
Get there faster in this room, buddy. It's a shark tank. It's a shark tank. Mike Danger from 95.7 The Fan, 3 to 6 every weekday at the Sports Bar. From the Let's Go Duffalo podcast, Ryan Duffy recapping Tommy's picks on a Football Friday this morning. Stop doing finger guns into the camera, Ryan. Let's get to the third pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over, under, 2.5 sacks for this Bills D on Sunday.
Yeah, they can get to this kid.
I don't like this one, I'm telling you right now. I don't like over on this
I
one.
Like it even more. I say they get it 2 and 3 times. Easy.
So
maybe even more.
So when Danger and Ryan come in here and they drop some stat as to why this is not going to
happen.
You
didn't tell me
that. I don't want to hear. I'm telling you right now, I do not like the over.
I think your brother's going to be on my side.
Okay. Again, that doesn't help. All right, Danger, they did not sack Tua once in that first matchup. And they were actually somehow healthier at defensive end. Joey Bosa, wrist injury. They don't want to risk stuff with him. He may not be a go. Michael Hoyt blows his Achilles.
Ooh. Terrible.
He's Ooh. Done for the season.
Gutty, though, staying on the bench afterwards.
He's still on the bench.
Yeah. They didn't move him.
Tommy made fun. Both Tommy and Kimmy made fun of that video yesterday. They made fun of it. I thought I was ready to cry. I thought it was so inspirational. You thought it was dumb.
I thought he was annoying.
Not only did he hobble, didn't lose his balance, and then hobbled off the field. And then I don't know if you guys watched the mic. Is that what you're
yeah,
talking
the
about?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
And then he goes, hey, can you help me get to the other end of the bench where the defense is? So, like, come on, man. Like, you got to give it up to that guy.
So, I mean, Danger, it was so bad this week for the Bills. They were signing people off the street not to have a better pass rush, just to have bodies on the defensive line. Over, under, 2.5 sacks for this Bills defense Sunday.
You know, it was going back to where he played his college ball. One Gregory Rousseau.
Oh, Groot.
Groot has a day. I'm going over.
Oh, it's a Miami wake-up call.
What do you think, Grute will get two?
I think Grute will. He'll get at least one.
Okay.
We turned around. You know what Ryan looks like?
Easter dinner. He looks like a ham.
You cut him deep on that one. You see the face he just made? Oh, he's right. Oh, no.
Who doesn't love ham?
Me right now.
Back in the 70s, there was like those groups like the Captain and Tennille or Tony Orlando and Dawn where they would have really good-looking chicks and just like a gross guy in giant sunglasses. Yeah. You look like all of those guys. You look like a guy in the 70s who just quit cocaine and it all came back on.
Yeah, and you know those guys because they were on stage killing it in front of a large crowd. So I'll take that as a compliment.
Ryan,
Patrick,
no sacks against Tua in game one, over under 2.5 sacks for the Bills D on Sunday.
So obviously, you know, with the entire Bills defensive front calling in sick, coordinated on Wednesday and not practicing, that worries me, obviously. But I will say, too, in addition to that, that obviously Tua gets the ball out really quickly. And I really think at this point, Tua would rather take an incompletion or a intentional grounding as opposed to a sack.
Which you saw him do multiple times in that Ravens game on Thursday night.
Yeah, so because of that, like, there's too much going in that direction for me to take the over on this one. I hope I'm wrong, but I'm taking the under.
All right, the first non-sweep.
That's the ham talking.
Is that the ham talking? The ham. Okay.
Glazed.
Why?
Glazed. A lot of A's in there.
Let's get to our fourth pick from Tommy this morning on CMF. Do the Bills win, and if so, is it by 10 or more points?
Oh, so you're asking me then, what?
Do the Bills win?
Can I not get comfortable in my chair for
do
that
Do the
sense?
Bills win?
The Bills win.
And if so, is it by 10 or more points?
I think the Bills win.
Okay.
But you're asking me, are we going beyond Blair?
Well, no, because...
beyond 10 points.
For them to cover, Kimmy.
Yeah. It'd be Blair.
Yeah.
So automatic cover is a blowout.
Yeah, you have to blew him out. Yeah. Cover.
I'm going to take the. I think they're going to cover, which would make it an automatic blowout.
Right? Yeah.
Automatic.
Blow. All right.
Okay, I was waiting for something else.
Blowout.
Nope. Nope. He's very disappointed.
It's going to be a Miami.
All right.
Bice blowout. Crockett and Tubbs blowout.
Doesn't feel the same. Right,
a Don Shula coming down from
I didn't
the heavens.
Force it, but
his tears will be raining down on the field.
See what you did.
It does feel better.
Blowout.
All right. Can I just do a personal thing right here?
Yeah. Brother?
Yeah, I've been watching Ryan, my brother, here the entire time. And you got those,
of course.
Those sunglasses. Are they your wife's sunglasses?
Sure are.
Okay. So our grandmother had those exact same sunglasses.
Yes, she did.
And you look just like grandma right now.
Thank you.
No, like, not in a good way.
Thank you. I'm happy to
Was your grandmother that big of a woman?
Well, she wasn't like big, but all us Duffies, we have bad cases of long face.
Don't get into
long face?
We all have long face.
Don't get into the long face.
We got a bad case of long face. Like, Ryan's got super long face. I got super long face.
Well, your face got longer when you lost the weight.
Well, no, it was always long. It was just a fatter, longer face.
Yeah, it was puffy.
Face. Yeah, like my old man, his face is so, his chin drags on the ground. He's got a bad case of ass chin, too. You look like grandma in a blazer.
Thank you.
May she rest in peace.
Yeah, obviously. Yes, thank you. All right. 9.5 points, which means in a neutral field, they're almost 2 touchdowns better, according to Vegas on Sunday. Do the Bills win? And if so, is it by 10 or more points?
I like this a lot. I think the Bills are feeling themselves. Obviously, the Bills play well against
Come
the Dolphins.
Come on.
I'm, you know, even with the injuries to the defensive line and to the defense overall, Maxwell Harrison coming on nicely, Cole Bishop coming on nicely. I think that it's going to be very difficult for the Dolphins to put points on the board, and I still have trust in Josh Allen and the offense. I'm taking the over, which means it's a...
Did you call the hospital? Because I think Ryan just had a stroke.
Okay.
Danger, I'm scared right now that we, along with the rest of Bills Mafia, are drinking the Kool-Aid of an out-of-this-world performance that the Bills have been preparing for 4 weeks. And that maybe we may fall back down to earth on Sunday, not in a loss, but as we don't look as good as we have the last two.
I don't think they're a two touchdown, a two score. They're two scores better than Miami.
Oh.
I think they're at least 3 scores
better
than
Miami. Oh, take it back.
Misdirection.
38-13 Bills.
Damn.
In a blah.
And he That's put numbers crushing. To it. Woo-hoo.
That is crushing.
Now I'm nauseous because of what you guys have been doing this entire time. Like, I'm very
not from that outfit.
I'm very I love how Ryan can't run with the big dogs. Stay on the porch.
Big dogs.
Even though you're one of the
big dogs. I'm amazed if you haven't put one stain on that shirt. Because that looks like the kind of shirt, as soon as you put it on, you get a stain. A light pink shirt.
And it's sleeveless, so you know he's eating hot dogs in the summertime in that thing.
This is an exclusive Break Room of Football Friday t-shirt.
The pink one?
I've
never worn this outside of the break room.
And you shouldn't.
Wait, you bought a sleeveless pink t-shirt?
No, I bought a pink t-shirt and cut the sleeves off of it. Big difference.
You do yard work in it.
I could.
Yeah, if you're Britney Spears.
Let's get to Tommy's bonus pick this morning here on CMF.
Not so fast, buddy. You know, Miami's got a lot of problems right now.
Is it
a lot
team?
Of problems.
Yeah?
Just Miami in general?
Miami in general. Oh. Goddamn coach of the Heat. House burned to the ground as he's driving up to the house.
That happened. It's bad.
They're not happy down there with these people. It's getting ugly.
Okay.
Just saying.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a bonus pick.
I know.
I think
he's just
saying. He's desperately swinging right now.
I think Dan Marino.
Oh, shut up.
Is going to go over and set the head coach's house on fire.
You're an idiot.
Dan Marino.
I don't even bother with this anymore.
Hall of Famer. Good looking as he is going to set the coach's house on fire. Make a statement. He's going to throw a Molotov cocktail.
All right. So to be clear.
Dan Marino.
The Dolphins will perform so poorly.
So poorly.
That Dan Marino
who's a Hall of Famer.
Will commit arson at the home of Mike McDaniel, head coach of the
Send a little message.
After the game.
You know, he's Italian.
Uh-huh. Oh, he's got a temper, too. If you go watch some YouTube videos of Dan Marino.
He's got a scary-ass temper. That dude snaps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now give him a Coca-Cola bottle full of gasoline.
Okay.
And a rag. And a Miami rag. Throw it right in.
All right. There it
Burn
is.
Burn a house. Though.
There it is again.
You heard it here first, folks.
In all seriousness, if you want to entertain yourself today, YouTube, Angry Dan Marino. Oh. There are like 10 videos of him working on commercials where the camera was still rolling or on the old NFL Today set.
Yeah, it's with Nick Bonacani. He got nervous.
But every one of the,
he was like, whoa.
He screwed something up. He slams the table. He breaks it. And everyone at the table is like, whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, he got really, it scared tough guys.
All right. So, Danger, does Pro Football Hall of Famer and at one time leading passer in NFL history, Dan Marino, get so upset with this performance by the Dolphins on Sunday that he burns Mike McDaniel's house
down.
This
is easily my favorite bonus pick of the season so far. Yeah. I want so badly to say, yes, this is going to happen because it's so ridiculous. I love this bonus
pick. But Dan Marino can get, he owns that town. He can get away with
it. He's not going to get away with burning down
Mike McDaniel's house. They will say, they'll turn the other way.
And he burns his house down, and then the authorities are looking for him, and then he gets in a white Ford Bronco, and you've got a chase.
There you go.
No, it's Miami. We're doing Ferrari if it's Miami.
Yeah. You know, I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Okay. Ryan?
Patrick.
Do the Dolphins play so badly that Dan Marino burns down the house of Mike McDaniel?
I just want to clarify. Is Dan Marino himself burning the house down, or is he responsible for the burning of the house?
No, he's got the Molotov cocktail in his hand.
Got it.
Walking down up his driveway and heaves it into the bay window.
Thank you for the clarification, because, that's 100% going to happen. You saw Dan Marino's face on Thursday Night Football against the Ravens when they panned to him or in the split screen between Dan Marino in the box and Tua Tagovailoa on the sideline. You could see the anger in Dan Marino's
eyes. It's embarrassing.
He has been brewing on this for so long. He is 100% going to commit serious criminal arson against head coach of the – still and not for long head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
Not lazy arson.
You won't know his fingerprints are on the Molotov cocktail. He'll wear those isotoner gloves.
Oh, yeah. A tight spiral right through that window?
Yeah.
Okay. You got one guy to agree that Dan Marino's going to burn a guy's house. Congratulations.
We're going to be laughing all the way to the bank.
Oh, my God.
All right. Mike Danger, the Sports Bar. 3 to 6 every weekday on 95.7 The Fan. What do you guys got going on today?
We check in with Armando Salguero from Outkick from Miami and DA, Damon Amendolera from the Bill Maddock podcast joining us this afternoon.
Again, fake names, just made up. He just says these names out loud. I don't believe any of these people exist.
Ryan, who you can tell had an extra cup of coffee before he came in here this morning.
I did. I had to stop for you.
Yeah, thank you. He got me chai tea that I just threw in the garbage. That really helped.
Wait, you didn't like it?
No, I did. I drank it all.
Oh, you just threw it in the garbage.
No, after I finished, I'm sorry. I threw the empty one here.
Hey, $7.
Boom!
Thanks for nothing, dummy.
If I want to get the latest episode of the Let's Go Duffalo podcast.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, with the best audio we've ever had, ever. You can find that on the free Odyssey app or
how
wherever
are you,
you get
so
your
bad
podcast.
At this? Wow,
I'm being
how
real.
Are you so bad.
I'm making connections with people.
It's a great
I'm genuine.
Pitch.
I'm genuine, baby. You can find it on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And
You can find us on social media at let's.go.buffalo, on TikTok, on Instagram, and on YouTube.
I've been sick all week, right?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so I didn't. Ryan's got two little ones at home, right? You've been dealing with a lot of stuff the last couple of weeks with your family and everything, and I get it. So I didn't want to get him sick because we record in this tiny little room in my house. So I tell him, look, don't come over. I don't want to breathe on you. Let's just do it remotely.
Okay, perfect.
So the audio's not as good because we had to do it off of this mic that he got in 1935. It was actually George Eastman created this microphone. And then he videotaped a guy using it. Yeah, was it was crazy. Yeah.
Hey, Ryan, what you doing? Oh, I should pull out that pink shirt, baby. Oh, yeah. Looking nice, baby. Miami nice.
Tommy's new awesome impression is creepy George Eastman.
Sexually demeaning people
while filming them. Yeah.
With the old crank projector.
Yeah, like if Ryan was getting out of the shower and George Eastman was filming it, it would sound so
Hey, why don't you get back in that shower, baby? I don't have a wide lens right now. It hasn't been invented yet. Panavision is about 10 years away, baby.
But yeah, because of that, the audio is not as good as it normally is. And Ryan,
what's the first rule of show business? The show must go on.
Stay out of it.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're ready for the headline?
I am ready.
Former NFL wide receiver Antonio Brown arrested in Dubai for attempted murder.
So he's way over there in the desert.
When I first saw this, I was like, oh, that's a silly meme. Who's going to believe that? And I saw it was true.
All right. So, so it he did not try to murder someone in Dubai.
Right.
For those who don't know the story, back in May, Brown was at what they call an influencer boxing match. Not a real boxing match. Just like people on Instagram that fight each other. When there was some kind of issue in the crowd with another man. There is video footage that appears to show Antonio Brown punching that man, which sparked this massive melee.
Oh.
Later on in the footage, Brown takes the gun of a security officer and runs toward the man he had punched, firing two shots. Oh, man. There are
he discharged a firearm
towards this guy trying to shoot him.
And this happened in the States.
This happened in Miami.
Why not?
Okay, so
if you're gonna use a security guard's gun to be at a off-night fight for influencers, Miami's your town.
So it looks like there are multiple video angles of this happening. So they met with the guy who was shot at, got a warrant for Brown's arrest. And when they went to arrest him, he was gone.
Where was he?
He fled the country, and they had no idea where he was. But that did not keep him from taunting American authorities via social media while he was on the run, wanted for murder. He did that multiple times.
No kidding.
But he was arrested in Dubai. We have his mugshot here. He doesn't look very happy in Dubai.
It was very hot.
He hasn't looked very happy in a while.
He's always smiling.
But I thought Dubai was one of those places, if you could get over there, you were like, you know, cool.
Mm-hmm.
You escaped, you're saying?
Well, because there's a lot of people that like hide a lot of stuff in these countries.
Yeah, apparently not Antonio Brown. All right, so I want to do a quick abbreviated journey of Antonio Brown from where he was to where he is.
Because he was a star.
He was a star, but here's the thing. He was like a six-round pick out of college, came out of nowhere to be a star with the Steelers. Yeah. He and Ben Roethlisberger, right? So then there was that Rose Rumblings, Kimmy, that things were not going well in Pittsburgh, and it was just a personality difference.
Yeah, it was just, you know, he wants out.
So the Steelers decided to trade him. Yeah. He ends up in Oakland, wherever the hell the Raiders were at the time. And that's when things start to go off the rails.
Well, that's when, if you're going to start going off the rails, the Raiders would be the place to get a good start.
So he signs a massive contract. The problem starts when he burns his feet in a cryo chamber because he didn't wear the special socks, which kept him out of training camp, even though he signed this massive contract. Yeah. He then wanted to wear his helmet that he had from the season before, which the NFL did not allow. He refused to practice until he could wear it. He then took his old helmet and spray-painted it silver, thinking he'd be able to trick the team.
Yeah.
He then threatened to fist fight the general manager of the Raiders and demanded his release. They released him eventually. He lost $30 million in guaranteed money to sign with the Patriots, which he did for a couple of weeks.
That was with Tom Brady.
Yes. Tom Brady allowed this man to live in his home with his wife and family.
Yeah. And then he ended up at the Jets.
Okay, so hold on. Never ended up at the Jets.
The journey's not over yet.
The NFL suspended him for some off-the-field stuff. There were allegations of domestic abuse. There were allegations of child abuse. There was a whole bunch of stuff going on with him. He eventually signed with the Buccaneers when Brady was there, won a Super Bowl with them.
So he's got a ring.
He's got a ring. The Jets, you're remembering, that was the next year when the Buccaneers were playing in New York. Mm-hmm. Got upset because he wasn't getting what he wanted on the field, took off his uniform, ran out with no shirt on. That happened in the Meadowlands.
Didn't he flip off the crowd?
All of these things. Yeah, yelling, no shirt, whatever, in the middle of an NFL game. And that was the end of his NFL career. More craziness. But the reason I bring all this up.
Yeah.
First of all, if you, Kimmy, read to me the headline 9 years ago, Antonio Brown arrested in Dubai for attempted murder, I would have thought,
What happened?
I would have thought there's no way. Right? Because he was like a beloved, nice guy for a while. Like, there were interviews of him being like, aw, shucks, and we're having fun. Right. And
it just seems like he, you know, flipped. He took a turn.
But where this hits home for Bills fans, there is an alternate universe where he ruins everything that we have right now. Because the Bills traded for Stephon Diggs to give Josh Allen a number one wide receiver.
Yeah.
But he wasn't the first target.
Oh.
The Bills had a deal done with the Pittsburgh Steelers to bring Antonio Brown to Buffalo.
Wow.
The deal was done. We woke up to it, Kimmy. We were here on the show, and we couldn't believe that it was happening.
Yep.
And while we were doing the show, the deal was called off because Antonio Brown refused to play for the Buffalo
Bills.
Those guys. Yes, he said a whole bunch of nasty stuff.
He wasn't coming to Buffalo.
Yes, the city, here. Josh Allen, the franchise,
too
all
good
of
for that place.
Exactly. So they pivoted, and they ended up with Stephon Diggs. But if the Bills give him the money that he wants, he shows up in Buffalo. And it is not out of the question that his antics end the careers of Sean McDermott, Brandon Bean, And right now, Josh Allen is trying to reclaim his career as the starting quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers or the Seattle Seahawks.
Look at that.
That is not out of the question.
So we should be thanking him.
Yes, 100%.
Thank you, Antonio Brown, and welcome home.
I mean, Kimmy, that's not even like an out of
He's got to have brain damage.
Yeah, I agree.
At this point, it's clear something's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, to be that out of control and not dead is amazing. Because he had domestic problems after he retired down in Miami with his girlfriend.
Bro, it's just endless police reports. Yeah. Endless police reports.
Almost lose track, yeah.
There's one specific hit that you can go find, and I hope this isn't the case.
Where he got popped?
The linebacker he played for the Bengals, Vontaze Burfict, headhunter, nasty player, got suspended in the NFL for all of the head hits he was doing.
Yeah.
He knocked Antonio Brown unconscious on his feet immediately. Like one of the scariest hits.
Stand up dizzy?
And I don't know. Look, I'm not a doctor. I don't know if that's the moment that does it. But it was from that moment moving forward where he started acting very, very strange.
Could be, man.
And look, you're right. There's no doubt that if he allows his brain to be examined after it's all over, they're going to find
that
stuff.
You had to be gone.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But again, the way that he is acting and living his life, it may not be that much longer, which is unfortunate. But
I hope he had time to say goodbye to his friends in Dubai.
We don't even know how long he was over there for, right? I mean,
because he was bouncing around.
Yeah,
overseas.
I know. Like for a while, they were looking for him. Nobody kind of knew. Kind of lost track of the story.
I wonder how he was able to travel. Well, I guess he wasn't in trouble at the time.
No, he hadn't been arrested by the time.
Right, gotcha. Yeah.
But again, he did have other cases. Yeah. So you're right.
And like, I thought he was like wanted for questioning.
Yeah, but if you have a passport, you used to think they'd be flagged.
But that's what I mean. Who the hell knows, man? Wow. Who the hell knows?
Maybe he flew private.
You would still need a passport.
Yes.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.